Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is Mark Huddy. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, thank you, Father Adam. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you. Mark is the director of the Social Concerns Office for the Diocese of Columbus. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. O Lord, we lift up to you all of our brothers and sisters in Haiti and in Afghanistan, all of those migrants who are fleeing both countries, but especially Afghanistan, all of those suffering from the natural disasters and the political unrest which has been upon Haiti. We lift them up, O Lord. We ask that you use us to show your love and mercy to our brothers and sisters. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
So, Mark, recently Haiti, as we've all heard, has suffered from this very devastating earthquake. And even prior to that was the assassination of their president. And, you know, Haiti has been a very unfortunate nation for a very long time. This isn't kind of the first time that they've been on the news. Maybe you could share with us some of their history.
As you remember, if we go back just a little bit, not deep into history, but if we go back to 2010, there was a massive earthquake in 2010, and it destroyed many buildings. I know that Father Valson, who is from Haiti, at that time commented that many of the people he had been in seminary with were killed in that earthquake, and that the bishop that I think ordained him was actually killed in that earthquake. So in 2010, CRS, Catholic Relief Services, was very active in responding to that disaster. In that year, or the year that followed, they built over 10,000 shelters. They provided more than 10 million meals and created employment for 11,000 people in response to that disaster. Since that time, you know, Haiti has suffered from hurricanes and the assassination of its president most recently. And then on Saturday, August 14th, they suffered again from another massive earthquake, 7.2 on the Richter scale, which is massive. And it was a shallow earthquake in terms of the depth, which meant that the damage was even more devastating, I believe, than the 2010 earthquake. So, again, the church is responding. Catholic Relief Services is on the ground responding to those needs at this time and looking to provide the basic relief that people need: shelter, water, sanitation, hygiene, those kind of things, and then also helping toward longer-term recovery needs as they are able.
I remember from the last earthquake that devastated, which was really kind of centered on the capital city, Port-au-Prince. I think I may have been in Portsmouth at the time that that happened, but a lot of churches and organizations, you know, they wanted to help, and they wanted to gather, you know, food and water and clothing and things like that to ship off to Haiti. But I remember at that time, a lot of people were saying, "Listen, we don't want you to ship things over here. The best is really to just send us money,
right?
And the agencies that are on the ground will know how to administer and to use those.
How to use that in the best way." If you saw pictures even from this most recent earthquake in Haiti, try to imagine from an infrastructure point of view trying to get supplies from one place to another.
Yeah.
So you ship into an airport, you have to unpack shipping containers, you've got to somehow drive in roads that may not exist or bridges that may have been knocked out by the earthquake. It's really a big problem to try to logistically move things. And especially if those things aren't responsive to the most immediate needs. So by providing monetary resources, those organizations that are active on the ground can purchase those supplies and make sure that they have a distribution plan on getting them where they need to go. So interestingly enough, again, our bishops' conference, Archbishop Gomez, who's head of the U.S. Bishops' Conference, has asked that dioceses consider a voluntary special collection. And so he sent that letter out shortly after the earthquake. Our bishop, Bishop Brennan, has endorsed the idea. He has sent a letter to his priests and asking them if they would consider taking up a voluntary special collection between now and the end of September. That special collection would fund the Bishop's Relief Fund at the national level, with much of that funding going to Catholic Relief Services to support the recovery effort in Haiti. But it would also include other partners that might be working, like Catholic Charities, who are working here to help resettle some of the people that have been displaced from Haiti. So that's kind of the short of what's happening right now.
And, you know, a lot of people may bring up, you know, and I think that was like back at the last earthquake, well, is my money really getting to the people in need? And, you know, I mean, Catholic Relief Services, like almost all of these Catholic charitable outfits, the administrative costs are so low, and it's really the vast majority of funds are going to those in need.
Absolutely. In fact, on Charity Navigator, which rates organizations, Catholic Relief Services has always had an exceptionally high rating for the small amount of administrative costs that are part of their programming. So it is a good place to direct resources, and CRS is very attuned to using that money specifically for those needs. It's honoring the intent of donors who give to those relief
and
causes.
And, you know, this isn't just a charity to distant brothers and sisters who live, you know, in the Caribbean, you know, hundreds of miles from us. There's a very significant Haitian population here in Columbus.
There is.
Whose families are suffering from this disaster.
Absolutely. And, you know, for the most part, Haiti has been a strongly Catholic country. So, in fact, this past weekend, Bishop Brennan celebrated a Mass at St. Matthias with the Haitian community. And the Haitian community is very concerned about relatives and friends who live in Haiti and who have been impacted by that earthquake. We did get a call recently asking, you know, where is CRS active? Well, CRS is active in some of those most hard-hit districts. So there's a place called Les Cayes and another place called Jeremy. Both of those are areas that were hard hit, and CRS is on the ground there. So Port-au-Prince at this point wasn't as deeply as affected as some of those other areas, and CRS is focusing on the hardest hit areas.
And, you know, people may wonder, how do we help, you know? And I think if you're listening and your heart's really moved by the people in Haiti and have been moved as you've heard the news or read the news, it's really quite simple. All you have to do is make a check out to your local parish, and in the memo line, special collection for Haiti.
Absolutely.
And if you drop it in the regular collection, it's going to get to Catholic Relief Services.
Right. There's other ways. I know on social media there's been posts about, contributing to Catholic Relief Services. There are direct donation opportunities if you want to do that, or you can link into Catholic Relief Services' website. When these special collections come up, the money will be sent to the finance office and then aggregated together with all the parishes taking up that collection and then sent off to the U.S. Bishops' Conference for the Bishops' Relief Fund. And again, the lion's share of that will go to Catholic Relief Services.
Excellent. Now, Mark, I wanted to, in the last couple minutes we have left, turn our attention to Afghanistan, which has also been on the news. You know, it seems like the U.S. government and our allies are leading most of the support right now, I doubt if there's a Catholic agency on the ground in Afghanistan working right now. But where is the church at work in this crisis in Afghanistan?
Well, the first thing I would say is the church is at work in praying for all of the people of Afghanistan who are suffering as a result of this Taliban takeover. So that's a consistent theme of praying for those who are leaving the country and those who are trying to leave the country but unable to do so. I know that, again, we got a recent communication from the USCCB talking about one of the things that the church is able to do, and the church is doing it actually in this country in partnership with Catholic Charities USA. And as people, refugees coming in from Afghanistan into the United States, there's a lot of processing and vetting that needs to be done, and that's being done at places like Fort Lee. So there was a call that went out to Catholic Charities agencies and to the larger church asking for volunteers who might actually go to places like Fort Lee and the other forts where people were coming in, help with a variety of needs, including helping people fill out their documentation papers for the status as a refugee and participate in that process. So.
Well, thank you so much, Mark, for joining us. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. Until next time, peace and all good.